Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, August 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of nonprofit headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
ATAP Foundation launches Scout Troop 611 in partnership with Scouting America. The All Things Are Possible ATAP Foundation has partnered with Scouting America to launch Scout Troop 611 in Willingboro, offering a values-driven program for boys and girls ages 5 to 10. Dr. Tiffany Worthy, Executive Director of ATAP, emphasizes the troop as a pathway to purpose, empowering youth with leadership and outdoor skills. Patrick Linfors, Scout Executive, CEO of the Garden State Council, highlights the collaboration's focus on character development and leadership. Through this partnership, Troop 611 will provide opportunities for youth to build character, learn essential skills, engage in community service, and enjoy outdoor adventures. Enrollment is open for children in Willingboro and surrounding areas, offering a chance to join a program dedicated to fostering caring and successful adults. Harvard Federal Credit Union donates $5,000 to Mission Hill Main Streets. Harvard Federal Credit Union celebrated the opening of its new branch in Mission Hill with a grand opening event. The community engagement manager welcomed guests, and the CEO highlighted the commitment to empower members. The credit union donated $5,000 to Mission Hill Main Streets, emphasizing the importance of community support. Residents can enjoy promotions and incentives until September 30, 2025. Harvard FCU, known for serving healthcare providers, now extends services to eligible residents outside the Harvard University network. For more information, visit harvardfcu.org. Anthony F. Cordero Charitable Foundation awards $19,400 to five local nonprofits. The Anthony F. Cordero Charitable Foundation has awarded grants totaling $19,400 to five local nonprofit organizations in southeastern Massachusetts. These grants will support various initiatives such as Gabriel House Fire Relief, addressing food insecurity among veterans, and promoting social-emotional wellness. The foundation, founded in 2018, has awarded over $275,000 to local organizations. Funding comes from individual donations and proceeds from events like the annual golf tournament. Congratulations to this year's grantees, who are making a positive impact in their communities. Applications for the next round of funding are now open for nonprofit organizations in southeastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island. The Jamie and Blanca Haran Foundation and Los Defensores awarded over $50,000 in scholarships to underserved law and journalism college students at annual wine night at the Ravine Fundraising Gala. The Jamie and Blanca Haran Foundation and Los Defensores awarded over $50,000 in scholarships to underserved college students pursuing careers in law and journalism at the annual wine night at the Ravine Fundraising Gala. The event, held at Dodger Stadium, focused on the impact of affirmation, mentorship, and cultural pride for Latino students. This year's theme, The Power of Believing, highlighted the journey of young people striving to find their voice and support. The evening honored MLB All-Star Nomar Garcia-Para and Dodgers photographer John Suhu for their contributions. Since its inception, JBJF has raised over $225,000 in scholarship funds, empowering the next generation of Latino leaders in newsrooms and courtrooms. Los Defensores, as the fiscal corporate sponsor, continues to support this mission through their Siempre Contigo initiative, breaking down barriers for Latino students in higher education.
The World Series of Cornhole, uniting legends, fans, and charity. The World Series of Cornhole, WT, is uniting legends, fans, and charity in Columbus, Ohio. Heisman Trophy winners, NFL legends, and passionate fans will collide for for 2 days of competition, tailgating, and community impact. The event kicks off with a VIP gathering with Heisman winners like Troy Smith and Ricky Williams. Fans can practice on cornhole boards before the tournament starts. On game day, there will be a premium VIP tailgate zone before Ohio State versus Texas. The event also features a Show Me Your Cornhole competition and supports charitable foundations led by the legends. WSOC is about more than just the game. It's about giving back and making a real-world impact.
Join Solano Land Trust for an unforgettable Sunday supper experience. Solano Land Trust, a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting open spaces in Solano County, is hosting an unforgettable Sunday supper event on October 5th, 2026, at Centivo Vineyards and Winery in Fairfield, California. The event will feature live music, dinner, and auctions, all in support of preserving the natural beauty of Solano County. Individual tickets are $175, and tables for eight can be purchased for $1,300. Join the celebration surrounded by the stunning landscapes of Centivo Vineyards and Winery. Visit solanolandtrust.org for more information and to purchase tickets. Don't miss this chance to support conservation efforts while enjoying a night of food, music, and community on October 5th, 2026. Celebrating Courage, Texas Advocacy Project's annual Black and White Ball event set to inspire. Texas Advocacy Project, a leading organization dedicated to eradicating dating and domestic violence, is set to host its annual Black and White Ball on September 20th. The event, presented by DiBella at the JW Marriott Austin, raises vital funds for TAP's critical programs. The gala celebrates 40-plus years of TAP's commitment to ending power-based abuse in Texas. The Courage Award will honor a former TAP client for their bravery. Cowboy Auctioneer, a longtime partner, is excited to support TAP's mission. Together, TAP's team, volunteers, and donors have raised awareness and provided support to survivors. Visit TexasAdvocacyProject.org for more information on TAP's work and the Black and White Ball event.
State Roundup. Lawmakers question ICE's harsh enforcement tactics, laid off federal workers frozen out by state finances. Venerated political journalist Jules Witkover dies. Maryland lawmakers and advocates confronted ICE's Baltimore field office director, questioning harsh enforcement tactics targeting immigrants. Governor Wes Moore's efforts to hire laid off federal workers collided with state budget realities. Fagan Harris, Moore's chief of staff, will head the Abel Foundation, succeeding Bob Embry. Developers of a power line project seek U.S. Marshals protection in Maryland due to threats. Attorney General Anthony Brown joins lawsuits against the Trump administration. Republicans, including Representative Andy Harris, consider community earmarks for local projects. Water cremation gains traction in Maryland, dissolving bodies into amino acids and sugars. Venerated political journalist Jules Witkover dies at 98, known for his well-sourced political reporting and books on politics. The Dairy Alliance powers NC State students at 10th Annual Moonlight Howl and Run. The Dairy Alliance partners with North Carolina State University to showcase the performance benefits of real dairy milk at the 10th Annual Moonlight Howl and Run. By providing students with dairy milk at the finish line, they help them recover and recharge with milk's high-quality protein and natural electrolytes. With its unique nutrition profile, dairy milk offers the optimal balance of carbs and protein for muscle recovery, making it a smart choice for active students. Participants will receive free t-shirts and glow accessories, along with Howling Cow chocolate milk to refuel with real dairy after the run. To learn more about the Dairy Alliance, visit their website or follow them on social media.
Want Atome Employment Lawyers to give away 500 stocked backpacks to ease back-to-school financial strain for St. Paul families. Want Atome is launching Project Backpack, a community initiative to give away 500 free backpacks filled with essential school supplies to K-12 students and families in St. Paul on August 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. The event aims to ease the financial strain of back-to-school season. Families can also receive fresh produce and groceries from Feeding Frogtown at the same location. Sean Wanta, managing member of Wantatome, emphasizes the importance of community support. Each backpack is stocked with grade-appropriate supplies. Families are encouraged to pre-register online to guarantee a backpack. Over 100 students are already pre-registered for the event.
Arc Culinary's Emeril Lagasse Foundation Innovation Kitchen showcases August and September chef experience dinners. Arc Culinary's Emeril Lagasse Foundation is hosting two immersive culinary journeys in August and September, featuring flavors inspired by cultural traditions. Ticket sales support Arc Broward's mission of empowering individuals with disabilities. The 2025 Favorites Dinner on August 30th offers a four-course menu, including a buckwheat and wild mushroom crepe and a sushi dome. Rooted, a yuca affair on September 11 celebrates Latin America's beloved yuca with dishes like Asian glazed pork belly and seared wild-caught coho salmon. Tickets for these experiences range from $92 to $102, including gratuity and alcoholic beverages. The Emeril Lagasse Foundation Innovation Kitchen at Arc Culinary offers a blend of classic and modern elegance, hosting various events and catering services. For tickets and more information, visit arcculinary.com or call 954-299-7515. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions receives $40,000 donation from Wells Fargo Foundation. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions expresses gratitude to the Wells Fargo Foundation for their generous $40,000 donation. The foundation will be the neighborhood sponsor for the upcoming Opening Doors Changing Lives Gala on November 6th. This annual event is a key fundraiser for NHS, supporting their programs and services. The Wells Fargo Foundation focuses on creating positive change in communities, prioritizing activities that support underserved communities and advance racial equity. CEO Robert Corley appreciates the foundation's long-standing support of NHS's mission to provide safe, affordable housing and vibrant communities. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions is a leading housing service provider in southern Massachusetts, serving over 20,000 households in 75 cities and towns. For more information, visit nhsmass.org.
Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce expands to serve all of Baltimore County. The Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce is proud to announce its strategic expansion to serve the entire Baltimore County business community, as well as a unifying force and advocate for local businesses and regional economic development. Under the leadership of Dr. Beth Rheingold, President and CEO, this expansion builds on a strong foundation by extending services to businesses throughout the full geographic footprint of Baltimore County. GBCC is committed to inclusion, economic opportunity, and achieving results for businesses of all sizes and sectors. The expansion includes a refreshed website, streamlined communications, and a new customer-facing platform. GBCC's office remains in Pikesville, MD, and the organization is deeply committed to supporting community revitalization districts. For more information, visit the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce website or contact GBCC at 410-484-2337. True Plumbing and Gas launches Making Waves initiative with $1,500 donation to a Bed for Me foundation. True Plumbing and Gas has kicked off their Making Waves charitable giving program by donating $1,500 to a Bed for Me foundation. The initiative pledges $10 from every service call to a local nonprofit each month. In July, they completed 150 plumbing service calls, resulting in the inaugural donation. Cody Kearns, CEO of True Plumbing and Gas, expressed gratitude for partnering with a Bed for Me foundation, whose mission to provide beds for kids resonates with him. Diane Freeman, executive director of a Bed for Me foundation, emphasized the lasting impact of the support, ensuring more children in Okaloosa and Walton counties have a bed of their own. True Plumbing and Gas, based in Niceville, offers various plumbing services and is actively involved in community initiatives.
StormGuard relaunches franchise development with enhanced leadership and expansion plans. StormGuard, a leading home and commercial exterior restoration franchise, is relaunching its franchise development initiative with an experienced leadership team and renewed focus on charity programs supporting franchisees and local communities. The brand is targeting key markets in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Western Tennessee, and the Midwest, with plans to open 5 new locations by the end of the year. StormGuard has strengthened its home office with a team of experienced leaders dedicated to helping franchisees succeed, providing comprehensive marketing support, coaching, talent development, and operational guidance. The brand's upcoming brand refresh will position the company and its franchisees as trusted experts in exterior home projects, enhancing franchisee value and market position. StormGuard is actively seeking motivated and community-minded franchisees who are ready to grow their business in a thriving, essential industry.
Prep for back to school with the Dairy Alliance High Protein Recipes. The Dairy Alliance is helping families prepare for back to school season with high protein recipes that keep kids energized throughout the day. By including real dairy in meals, kids benefit from a high protein food that fuels their growing bodies. The Dairy Alliance website offers quick, nutritious recipes like chicken pesto wrap and low lactose garden egg bites. For kid-friendly snacks, try fresh fruit and dip or grab-and-go options like string cheese and yogurt. These recipes are simple and flavorful, making mealtime fun for the whole family. Learn more about the Dairy Alliance at their website or on social media at the Dairy Alliance.
Justice for Housing celebrates graduates of Sharp, CDL, and Culinary Arts Program on August 15th. Ceremony. Justice for Housing recently celebrated the graduates of their Culinary Arts Program, Stable Housing and Reintegration Program, and Commercial Driver's License, CDL Program, at a ceremony on August 15th. The event honored formerly incarcerated individuals working towards housing stability, economic mobility, and career development. Notable speakers, including Rachel Rollins and Senator Lydia Edwards, emphasized the importance of second chances and housing justice. Founder Leslie Kredel highlighted the graduates' resilience and commitment in overcoming systemic barriers. Justice for Housing continues to advocate for justice-impacted individuals and create pathways to reintegration through community support and skill building. For more information, visit justiceforhousing.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.